You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We're talking with lead pastor Phil Postema from the Trinity Church in Lansing. Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks so much for being on the program. You are, as a community at Trinity Church, involved in a lot of activities. A lot of your members work on a lot of different projects.
Yes, I do.
To help folks.
Absolutely.
To engage. And I know that there's another, and I don't want to say it's more special than anything else that Trinity works with, but it's a project that hasn't gotten a lot of publicity, and we want to talk about that because it's right here in the center of Lansing.
That's right. Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk about that, because what we've been working on over the past several months is how we as a church, and we're inviting other people to join with us as well, can serve our community. And in particular, there's three different communities that we are partnering with beginning this fall. Baker DeNora community, and a lot of people have heard of Baker DeNora and has a reputation for years of being one of the maybe the roughest neighborhoods, you know, in the city. Leroy Froh is another community we've been partnering with. And the Bingham community, obviously, the Bingham School that's right across from the hospital there. And so we have been developing these partnerships, and Baker DeNora is a key one for us. This is a community that was started 22 years ago with a woman by the name of Anita Moneypenny. She started this in her own home, and it has just grown from there. In fact, I was at the Baker community probably about a month and a half ago for one of their community events. There's probably 700-800 people there, and it's just amazing to see, you know, all the children, all the families coming out. And so what we're trying to do really is meet the needs of people wherever they're at.
All right. What's interesting, I saw a report about Baker DeNora at Trinity. What's interesting is all the people who have come on board in that project. There is a gentleman who's come in to help teach taekwondo.
Yes.
There are other people who are coming. Talk about those people and what they're doing.
Yeah, we have basically the three different ways that people serve. And what you're talking about is a skill-based serving. I mean, people have different skills that they can bring into the community to really develop people. And Sean, that you've been mentioning, he's helping with the taekwondo and really working with kids in terms of self-defense. But as he does that, that's not all it's about. It's really about getting to know the kids and coming alongside them and helping them and becoming a friend with them. And I'll tell you what, they've been showing up by the scores, coming out to see him and learn from him. And he's just one of the people who are going out there. People use their gifts of music out there, you know, singing and all different kinds of skills and gifts that they have, whether it be arts and crafts. But we want to encourage people to use their skills that they have to go into Baker DeNora community and as well as the other communities and make a difference.
Phil, when you talk about Baker Street, that scares a lot of people.
It does.
It makes them a little nervous about going in there and working and engaging, because we're talking about people in extreme poverty.
That's
they're
right.
Unemployed. Education levels aren't high. Some dysfunction there. How do you get people to have the courage to take the step and to go in and see these people as people?
Well, you know, I think, and I understand where you're coming from, and I had the same, you know, feelings going in. I was wondering what that was all about, and I encourage people to go with others who've already been there so they can see that there's been a radical difference that's happened in that community over the past, 10 years, perhaps. And still, it's a neighborhood in need, that's for sure. But the people who are there, they're just like you and I. I remember talking to one woman who went there, and, you know, she's a mother. And she says, you know what, I've met a bunch of mothers, and they're just like I am. Everyone has needs. Everyone has the same questions. And so to come alongside people, everyone's looking for a friend. And sometimes the people that are at the Baker, you know, street there, they're in need. They need a friend. They need someone to care for them. And just to start a conversation with somebody, you'd be amazed that they're going to be just like you.
There are going to be people that are going to hear this, and they're going to say, oh, my goodness, I'd love to help, but I don't want religion shoved down my throat, and I don't want to be pushed and cornered. How would you respond to that?
Well, we don't do that. Obviously, we minister in the name of Jesus Christ, because that's why we minister. But we really come alongside. You mentioned, you know, taekwondo. Sean is going in there, and he's just being a friend. You know, he's not in there, you know, shoving shoving the gospel down somebody's throat. And so there are people who can come alongside and serve. They don't need to necessarily even be Christians. They can come alongside and do it, you know, and just help and be there with us.
When you go into these types of neighborhoods and work with these people, you just need a few minutes of engagement, and when you see the guts and the feeling and the compassion and love and the appreciation that these people have for you,
that's right,
it could change your life, can't it?
It absolutely can change your life. And I think one of the things I first did when I went is I didn't tell anybody that I was a pastor. I was just a regular guy who showed up there and just had a variety of different conversations with people. And I'll tell you what, here's the thing. We go in sometimes, we think we're going to serve somebody else and we're doing something good for them. And at the end of the day, you know, I walked away going, they did a whole lot more for me than I did for them. And it changes everyone. It changes everyone. And I think we miss out on that, because when we give of ourselves, we get back in ways that we've never even possibly imagined before.
Well, Trinity Church has been involved in many community activities. The food drop is something that that I enjoy taking part in. For folks who want to not only help with the Baker DeNora Center, but other areas in the city, where can they go?
Well, one, they can stop by trinitywire.com, our website, and they can check out all that's going on there. They can find about the Church of Greater Lansing, which is what Trinity helped to start with some other churches in the city. Now it's grown about 40 different churches that partner together to serve our community. And obviously the food drop's coming up again. They can check it out there. But they can go underneath our whole deploy area in the website and find out about all the opportunities that are there. They can also call 272-3820, 272-3820, and ask for Carol Postuma, and she can get anyone connected into any community, and she'll be happy to serve them.
That's your wife.
That is my wife.
Put her to work.
That's right. Yeah, she loves it.
Before you go, I want to get your take on something. There has been a lot of legal stories in the news about references of God, and some of them are referred to in the Constitution, In God We Trust.
Right.
Pictures, quotes, being taken out of public places and schools and whatnot. When you see that happening, what's that make you think?
Oh, I'll tell you what. First of all, I think it's sad, because you look at our founders, and they came, even though they might have differences about, God in terms of who he was to them, but God was central to us, to our country. And there is a separation of church and state, for sure, and we talk about that. But there's so much misunderstanding regarding that. And the fact is that God is the foundation of this country. And so to remove him from, even the mention of him from certain places, I think it's a sad thing. And I think that the more that we do that, the more fragmented we're going to become as a country.
What about people who say, I don't want that pushed upon me, and I'm not a Christian, I'm not of that faith, so I shouldn't have to see it or hear about it? How do you respond to that?
Well, I think that God is, God is our maker, he's our creator. For people, and I serve alongside Muslims and people of other faiths, I think that as we can, really focus on God first and foremost, and the fact that he loves us, he's our creator, we can start there and start the conversation there. And perhaps people don't want to go any further than that, and that's up to them. But I think, really for us to be open-minded, to be open to each other, to listen to each other, I think what happens for Christians by and large, and we have a reputation and we've earned it over time, that we like to speak first and really have our actions, a lot of times they don't even follow. And I think what you're saying and what you're talking about here is the fact that Christians have a reputation for not living out their faith, but having a reputation for just telling people what they should believe. And so I think two things need to happen. One is Christians need to be like Jesus and really show them Christ before they tell them about Christ, and that's going to open up a doorway of conversation. And then for everyone else around, really to really love each other, to focus on each other, and enter into conversation. We can all be stretched. We can all grow. We can all see things in a new way. As long as we value each other and love each other and focus on each other, I think God's going to work everything else out.
Phil Postuma is the lead pastor for Trinity Church. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for allowing me to come. Have a great day.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.